Darwin. You'll never guess where he's buried.
Answers with Ken Ham, a contributing editor to Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, in an article in our Creation Magazine, you reported about a trip you took to England to visit Charles Darwin's grave. Tell us about it.
Well, I usually visit England at least once a year. Even though there are some good churches, there's not much biblical Christianity left in public life. And this was once a nation where most people believed in the Creator God. So what's happened? Well, let me share my experience at Westminster Abbey, that big church in London. Here many famous people are buried, kings and queens, and a number of famous scientists like Sir Isaac Newton, who was a believer in the Bible. I also found out that another very famous person is buried there, Charles Darwin. Darwin is actually buried in the floor of the church. You know, when I found his grave in the Abbey, it suddenly struck me what had happened to the church in England. You see, the man who popularized the philosophy of evolution, which destroys the foundation of the church, was honored by the church and buried in the very foundation of the church. The church honored Darwin instead of honoring God's foundational word. And the church today needs to return to the proper foundation that God is creator.
The church in America may soon become like the one in England, losing the culture war. Ken Ham shed some fascinating insights into how our decaying society has been increasingly rejecting biblical truths. For some intriguing reading, go to our website, answersradio.com.